It's a solemn time for New York City police after a man assassinated two officers who were sitting in their marked vehicle in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn yesterday afternoon. WNYC reporter Robert Lewis was at Woodhull Hospital last night, where officers Wenjian Liu and Rafael Ramos were pronounced dead. Robert Lewis is with us this morning. Robert, can you describe the scene we're hearing?
That was just outside the emergency room. At least 100 police officers were lining the ramp and continued out into the street. That voice you heard was an officer calling everyone to attention. They stood saluting as two ambulances carried away the bodies of the dead officers. It was an incongruous scene. The stone-faced officers and ambulances with their flashing lights set against an otherwise busy Brooklyn street that was decorated for Christmas.
These deaths come after weeks of protests over the grand jury's decision not to indict an officer for the chokehold death of Eric Garner. And this has led to tension between the mayor and the police union. How did Mayor Bill de Blasio respond last night?
At the hospital, de Blasio said the killings strike at the foundation of our society. And he called it a time of mourning for the city and talked about the sadness meeting the families of the officers. Ramos leaves behind a 13-year-old son who just can't comprehend what happened. And Liu was married just a couple months ago. De Blasio was asked about what these killings mean for the tensions with police, and he clearly did not want to get into that.
I think this is a time to think about these families. I don't think it's a time for politics or political analysis. It's a time to think about families that just lost their father, their husband, their son.
Mayor de Blasio speaking last night. Robert, how are police reacting after what must be a tough few months?
The Patrolmen's Benevolent Association has for weeks been blasting the mayor for not supporting cops. They even called on members to ask that the mayor not show up at their funerals if they're killed in the line of duty. Video posted online from last night shows a crowded hallway of officers at the hospital turning their backs on de Blasio as he walks by. And if there was any doubt as to the message those officers were sending, Union President Patrick Lynch was, as usual, blunt when he spoke to reporters outside the hospital last night.
There's blood on many hands tonight. Those that incited violence on the street under the guise of protest, that tried to tear down what New York City police officers did every day. We tried to warn, it must not go on, it cannot be tolerated. That blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall, in the office of the mayor.
Robert, moving forward, it's also worth noting that members of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association are among the last of the uniformed services to still be working without a contract. What happens now?
Earlier this week, Capital New York reported on a recent speech Union President Lynch gave where he calls on officers to use, quote, extreme discretion. Some interpreted that as a call for a work slowdown. Now, the union denied that, but last night Lynch appeared to make a veiled threat of action.
We'll straighten our shoulders, we'll stiffen our backs, and we'll wipe our tears. But when these funerals are over, we'll raise our heads, and those that allow this to go on will be held accountable.
Police Commissioner William Bratton has been in law enforcement for more than 40 years. These are his officers. Bill de Blasio is also the mayor that brought him back to head the New York City Police Department for a second time. What did you see in the commissioner last night?
By the time Commissioner Bratton addressed reporters, he looked tired and frankly grief-stricken. He said that the killings come as some across the country are expressing strong anti-police, anti-criminal justice system, and even anti-societal sentiments. We know there are more protests scheduled to take place, including tonight. He says sometimes people get caught up in such a wave and it takes them in a tragic direction.
WNYC's Robert Lewis. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.